Lynn against Holder. Mr. Bar-David.
Good morning, Your Honors. Joshua Bar-David of counsel to Ms. Lynn. May it please the court. The decision of the board was erroneous, not only in the manner in which they weighed the evidence, but in the legal reasons provided for rejecting the evidence. The board declined to consider the challenges to the reliability of the Department of State's 2007 profile. However, the reasons provided for not considering those challenges are legally insufficient. First, the board stated that absent State Department retraction, they would not consider the challenges. And in essence, they're stating that they would not consider countervailing evidence precisely because it is countervailing evidence absent some sort of State Department retraction. However, this is directly contrary to their own holding in matter of HLH, where it was held that while the 2007 profile is probably the best evidence of country conditions, it is not the only evidence, and when the board considers it, it must also consider the countervailing evidence. In this instance, they did not do so exclusively because the 2007 profile hasn't been retracted. Second, they declined to consider the country conditions expert's affidavit. There was two affidavits presented, or one report and one affidavit. They simply stated that they were not persuaded that Dr. Sapio was an expert on the reliability of the 2007 profile. First, this was not the only reason the Sapio report was being presented, but in fact, there was also an affidavit presented to authenticate several of the official Chinese documents, and the Sapio report was discussing country conditions. So the Sapio report was not presented merely to challenge the reliability of the 2007 profile. Further, even assuming arguendo that it was being presented exclusively to challenge the 2007 profile, the board's single sentence does not explain why they are not persuaded that she's not an affidavit. In matter of DR, the board provided a laundry list of reasons how an expert can be qualified an expert and why an expert can be considered an expert. But there was no discussion whatsoever of Dr. Sapio's expertise. Now, the government in this instance, in their reply brief to this court, provides some reasons why they believe she wouldn't be considered an expert. For example, they assert that she hasn't traveled to China, which is not correct, but that's one of the reasons provided by the government. But this is not the reason provided by the board. This is the government speculating as to the reasons the board believed she was not an expert, but we have no knowledge of what the board was actually thinking because they didn't state so. They simply provided a one-sentence conclusion that they were not persuaded she was not an expert. Now, the reliability of the 2007 profile is of extreme importance to this case in establishing changed country conditions. The 2007 profile was the basis of the board's factual findings with respect to country conditions in China. That was the only evidence cited to in this instance. They also cite to several cases, matter of HLH, matter of SYG, matter of JWS. All three of those cases also rely on the 2007 profile. So the reliability of the 2007 profile is of great importance, and given the board's decision in matter of HLH that the board must also consider countervailing evidence, the board needed to provide some discussion as to why they did not consider Dr. Sapio's analysis of the 2007 profile, which I think demonstrates that it's deeply flawed. Plagiarized, provides no footnotes, relies exclusively on four family planning officials in China, and make assertions which are contradicted by other official U.S. government reports. Most notably, as we discussed in our brief, the 2008 and 2009 Congressional Executive Commission on China issued reports where they found sterilization and forced abortions to be commonplace, which directly contradicts the 2007 profile's assertion that I believe they asserted that according to Chinese Fujian province officials, and Ms. Lin being from Fujian province officials, according to officials from that province, there had been no instances of forced abortions or sterilizations in the past 10 years.
Wait a minute. There's all kinds of cases that deal with that, and that's one of the issues here is whether there are changed conditions.
Yes, Your Honor.
And unfortunately, this isn't new that China as forced abortions and sterilization. Now, I guess that your argument is that before, what, 2007, they weren't doing this?
Our position is that the board's official factual findings with respect to conditions in China
for the last 10 years,
as of 2007, which is the 2007 profile, is that forced abortions, while do occur on rare occasions, are not the official policy or practice within China.
We only get the rare ones, I guess.
That apparently is what is occurring. But
is Ms. Lin married?
Yes, she is.
To the father of her children, I presume.
Yes, she is.
And there's some talk about if she has to go back, they would all go back to the family. Is that?
That's correct. That is in her asylum statement. Just as an aside, the government, it wasn't addressed by the board, but the government in the brief repeatedly on three or four different occasions asserts that Ms. Lin's asylum statement wasn't signed. I'm not sure whether that is considered significant, but in fact it was signed. Page 1198, she does provide her signature.
Is there any evidence to support the attorney's assertion that he filed the completed asylum application early 2004?
Unfortunately, Your Honor, there's no evidence whatsoever. Ms. Lin did not have a prior hearing on her actual asylum claim. She apparently was represented by an individual who clearly did not represent her adequately and did not appear for two separate hearings, and as a result, the immigration judge deemed her application abandoned and denied her claim.
See, I'm having a little problem with how would the board's explicit consideration of the reports have changed the outcome here. In other words, what is there in the reports to establish that conditions deteriorated after 2004?
Yes, Your Honor. It's our position that what is relevant is the board's conclusion as to the conditions that existed. The board's conclusion, relying on the 2007 profile, that forced abortions and sterilizations were merely sporadic at best or at worst. And since the evidence we present, which includes the affidavit and report of Dr. Sapio, letters from individuals within Ms. Lin's home village since 2008 indicating that they were forcibly sterilized or subjected to forced abortions, coupled with the 2008 and 2009 official U.S. government reports from the Congressional Executive Commission on China, demonstrate substantially different conditions than of the board's determination as of 2007 by relying on the 2007 profile. I will, unless the court has further questions, I'll reserve the remaining time for rebuttal. Thank you, Your Honor.
Ms. Damiano.
May it please the Court, Lisa Damiano on behalf of the Attorney General. Good morning to you all. This case involves one issue. Did the board abuse its discretion in denying Ms. Lin's untimely motion to reopen? Now, over 5 years after the board's final disposition of Ms. Lin's asylum-only proceeding, she filed the instant motion to reopen, alleging that there had been materially changed country conditions in China such that she believes she is now eligible for asylum based on her continued practice of Christianity and her second pregnancy.
I've been wondering how we can excuse the board's failure to address the 2008 and 2009 reports. I mean, is there anything in the record that assures us that the board even considered the reports?
Well, Your Honor, the board begins by detailing the voluminous documentation submitted in this case, including the 2008 and 2009 Congressional Executive Commission reports. So the board takes the time. In this case, over 1,000 pages of documents were submitted. The board takes the time to list all of the documents and even notes that in terms of the 2006, 2008, and 2009 congressional reports, the petitioner only submitted portions of those reports. So they definitely looked at all the documents, they detailed them, and then they go on to explain reasonably why those documents were insufficient for showing materially changed country conditions in China.
What reasons did the board have for concluding that the 2007 State Department report was more persuasive than Dr. Sapio's expert report?
Well, the board lists several reasons why they believe petitioner's arguments fail. They note that petitioner alleges a translation error or errors, and they state that these types of translation errors don't undermine, in their opinion, either undermine the credibility of the 2007 profile or that it would likely change the result in her case. They also say, clearly here, they're weighing the opinions of Dr. Sapio against the 2007 country profile, and they say that they're not persuaded. And as we say in our brief, Dr. Sapio has not stated that she has any knowledge about how the Department of State reports are prepared. And extremely important in this case, Dr. Sapio's report states in her report, she states there is no consensus among scholars about whether forced abortions or sterilizations still occur or if they're occurring today or when they stopped occurring. On page 588 and 602 in the record, she states twice that there simply is not a consensus. So to the point that petitioner relies on the report to establish changed country conditions, that report doesn't even present a conclusion that conditions have changed since 2004. But going back to Your Honor's question about the consideration of the report, you know, the board discusses the translation error allegation. They discuss that they're not persuaded by her opinion. And they don't say that they're not persuaded that she has knowledge of China. They're not persuaded that she's an expert on the unreliability of the Department of State report. And as this court has noted, Department of State reports and profiles are entitled to deference as long as the board makes an individualized determination in the case, which they did here.
What more would she have needed to authenticate the documents that she submitted from the various Chinese government websites? Are those documents official publications? What are they?
Well, there's bare assertions in the brief that there are documents in the record that are from Chinese government websites, but the bare assertions in a brief are not evidence that those documents are government website publications. We don't even know which documents petitioner is referring to. She doesn't cite to the record in terms of which documents she believes are self-authenticating because they're government websites. However, let me see. Even so, in addition to the government websites, she, as I said, submitted 1,000 pages of documents and does not submit any evidence that any of the other documents were authenticated or attempted to be authenticated. And as this court has determined, the board is not obligated to credit unauthenticated documents to establish changed country conditions, especially in light of well-documented fraud problems in Fujian province, which is the province in question in this case. The board is free to determine the evidentiary weight of the documents before it, as it did with Dr. Sapio's report. The board was not persuaded that report undermined the reliability of the Department of State's report. At bottom, petitioner in this case has not shown a change, a material change in country conditions since 2004. At most, there's a waxing and waning of the same one-child policy in China. And even if an incremental change was shown, which we don't believe it was, even an incremental change would not be enough to establish changed country conditions in China. So here, the board reasonably determined that her motion didn't show a change in country conditions, but rather a change in her own personal circumstances, and at most, a continuance of conditions as they existed in 2004, and determined that was insufficient for reopening for asylum.
As far as her own situation, would she go back to some particular place, the same province or the same...
Well,
she's been gone a long time.
Yeah, she entered the country in October of 2003, and there's no indication that she would go anywhere but Fujian province. Certainly, possibly petitioner's counsel knows the answer, but, you know, petitioner did state in her asylum statement that she would return to China. I'm assuming she means that she would return to her hometown. I have no knowledge about how many family members are in the United States versus in China, so I'm not sure what she intends to do.
No, I don't understand enough about the assimilation when someone goes back to that country, jobs, where you can live. Small villages seem to be a bigger problem than a big city.
Yes, and I...
tells on you in a small village.
Your Honor, I'm not certain where she would return to and whether she has family there or she has family in other parts of China. As far as I can tell, that's not in the record. If the court has no further questions, I'll summarize that the board here did not abuse its discretion. It was reasonable, and it properly exercised its broad discretion in denying petitioner's highly disfavored, untimely motion to reopen. Accordingly, we ask the court to deny the instant petition for review. Thank you.
Thank you, counsel. Anything further, Mr. Bar-David?
Briefly, Your Honor. The government asserts that the board weighed the report of Dr. Sabio against the 2007 profile and considered the 2007 profile to be more reliable. This is not what the board said. The board declined to credit Dr. Sabio as an expert and therefore did not consider her report. They explicitly state that they declined to credit her as an expert but provide no basis for why they do so, notwithstanding her extensive CV, including study in China, working for the French consulate in Beijing, and various other research and field expeditions, as well as her lifetime of devotion to the study of China. With respect to the unauthenticated documentation, it is correct that 1287.6 does require documents to be authenticated. However, the board stated in Matter of MS, and in this court stated in Niam v. Ashcroft, that the method of authentication contained in 1287 is not the exclusive means of authentication. In this instance, Ms. Lin presented a 7-page affidavit authenticating the documents contained on pages 10 to 17, also from Dr. Sapio, who does conclude that the documents are authentic, but we have no discussion of this affidavit from the board because they declined to credit her as an expert. Finally, in response to your question, Your Honor, it is documented in the record that there is a household registration system which requires individuals to reside in their hometown and need permission in order to leave, generally speaking, need permission in order to leave. So in this instance, she would return to Maui Town, Maui District, Changla City, Fujian Province. And there are documents in pages 1110 to 1164 from individuals in that town discussing the enforcement of the family planning policy within that town, as well as more generalized documents in the record from Fujian Province and China as a whole. Unless the court has any further questions, we'll rest on our briefs.
What about employment or something? Going back to assimilation, I don't know whether that's even a factor, but I'm just curious if there's something, because she's married, husband, I guess. I guess they work over here.
Yes, Your Honor.
And there's always a curiosity where they work and
paying
Social Security tax and all that sort of thing. But
applicants for asylum can apply for work authorization. I am not sure. It's not in the record whether or not she did so. But she is working in the United States, as is her husband. As to returning to China, I don't believe that's addressed in the record, and I haven't discussed it with her as to what she would do for employment. If there's no further questions, we'll rest on the briefs. Thank you, Your Honors.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Our next case...